on Wednesday, the nation was gripped as Congress began what was normally a routine process of certifying the election results from the Electoral College. Remember, it's Electoral College rather than the American people who get to vote for president. Now, the Electoral College activity, the Republicans, including 11 senators and maybe 100 congressmen, had decided to make this a big fight, and they were planning to drag it out for hours. The president had repeatedly asserted that the vice president had the power under the Constitution to just ignore the Electoral College and pick whoever he wanted. Pence, who actually is an attorney, repeatedly told the president that was not the case. Mid-morning on Wednesday, the president addressed a crowd of maybe 10,000 or so supporters out in front of the White House, and urged them to go over to the Congress to protest. And they cook him up on his word and somehow managed to circumvent or evade the police presence out in front of Congress and managed to break windows and break doors and get into the United States Congress. And they had to shut down the certification. People fled out of fear for their lives. The Secret Service particularly grabbed Pence, since Pence had been made a target by Trump at the rally earlier in the day. And they, you know, they rushed Pence to safety. There were certainly efforts to also make sure that Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House, and the leadership of the Senate was also secured.
I think also Camilla was also taken in.
The vice president is also president. Yes. Now, I understand you have some of the headlines. I know that New York State legislative leaders basically have spoken out calling it treason. Speaker Carl Hastie said in a statement, this is domestic terrorism and is an attempt to overthrow the elected will of the American people. And Assembly Member Pat Fahey, who represents Albany County, said that the chaos and insurrection at the United States Capitol is of the utmost disgrace. We are a nation governed by the rule of law, and our democracy is built upon the fundamental principle of majority rule. The president's actions and words today will forever live in infamy and cement his place in history as our nation's worst president.
Wow.
That's headlines, too.
Where is that headlines from? This one says Trump speaks to insurrectionists occupying the Capitol. I love you, right? He was encouraging after this whole event, he was encouraging people to think of themselves as very, very special indeed. And I believe that that was interpreted as an encouragement to them to continue with what they were doing.
Right. Well, some of the people have noted that the protesters, when they did storm the Capitol, did not hang a U.S. flag from the Capitol balcony. They instead hung a Trump flag. And what even the cable networks are beginning to focus upon is how exactly were these protesters able to storm the Capitol? Because certainly we have seen the Capitol Police in particular, but police across the country react pretty violently when Black Lives Matter protesters this summer were protesting the killing of civilians by the police in various parts of this country. There are videos that are now being circulated that actually show the police opening up the gates at the Capitol to allow the protesters to march in to the Capitol. And given that President Trump for 6 months has been egging on the militia to across the country to riot on January 6th, I don't think there was anybody in the United States who was not aware that was a large potential for violence today. The only exception apparently being the Capitol Police, who were woefully understaffed and it failed to line up sufficient backup, didn't even have, you know, medics on hand. And even though cable network news are saying, why were the Capitol Police so unprepared for this particular event?
Well, they certainly were. And I think there's a lot of discussion about what had specifically happened. I heard one opinion saying that they had no idea that this was going to be a violent protest, that they were leaving the position they had at the White House in a peaceful, calming way. But as they approached the Capitol, they became incited and caused a great deal of trouble. So yeah. Apparently there are some opinions that they were caught off guard.
Yes, they apparently didn't read like the press releases from what's that called? I want to say Pet Shop Boys, but it's not the Pet Shop Boys, but
Proud Boys,
Proud Boys, who said, we're going to be out there in force, but don't worry, we're not going to use our usual uniforms. We're going to dress up differently so that we'll blend in better to the crowd before we take action. But, you know, apparently that was on social media, but the Capitol Police must not monitor the social media, but also less, you know, this, first of all, you have the whole problem. It's been more than 30 years since a Republican actually won the popular vote for president. I think probably it was Ronald Reagan, the last one who won the popular vote. Pretty all the Republicans who have elected president since then have lost the popular vote, but have been elected through the Electoral College, which was designed by our so-called founding fathers, many of whom were slave owners, to increase the power of the slave states so that, you know, in selecting the president, so that they would agree to, join, in creating the United States, after the Revolutionary War. And many people argue that the Electoral College does do its job very well of preserving the power of the slave states. But I think you had mentioned earlier, Andrea, that, you know, the president had filed more than 60 lawsuits.
Absolutely.
Challenging the legality of votes in places like Arizona and Michigan and Pennsylvania. All 60 had been thrown out by the courts, many being thrown out by Republican judges. But yet there were 11 senators and 100 congressmen who is still planning to challenge the election results today, even though after, I guess, a month of alleging, you know, voter fraud, they've not been able to produce a single case. But the idea that a president can openly call for a coup and the police stand by to allow that to occur, and, you know, so many Republican elected officials openly support that coup. In fact, the Albany Republicans actually sent down a busload of people to D.C. today. I think it's very frightening for our democracy here in the United States. And we only have about a minute or two left. So, Andrea, are there any other particular headlines that you were thought were noteworthy?
Well, what I thought was really tragic is someone was indeed shot and injured in the Capitol during this whole fiasco. And also the other thing that I thought was interesting was that the mayor of D.C. had asked for the National Guard to come in. And 15 minutes later, you get a tweet from President Trump, who was saying that he had ordered the National Guard to come in. So those sort of dichotomies really stick in my brain a little bit.
Well, apparently the Virginia governor, I guess maybe he's a Democrat, he did eventually order the National Guard to come in. So this is certainly a day of infamy in American history. America, you know, joins banana Republicans across the planet where, you know, election results are, you know, sought to be overturned by the rich and the powerful. And we will certainly have the storming of the Capitol be front page photos on newspapers across the planet. But we're going to turn to our first story, which